This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. If you're a Sesame Street watcher, you're already aware of this, but there's a new character. She started on the program this week. Her name's Julia, and she's a character that's living with autism. Stephanie Brown is the president of the Autism Society of Southern Illinois, based here in Southern Illinois. Stephanie, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us.
We wanted to really get a perspective on how important Julia is. Julia is a character that's living with autism, and the rest of the characters, Elmo and Big Bird and the rest, are learning about Julia. How important is it to have a character like this?
I don't know if I can find the right words to say exactly how important it is, but just the amazing benefits it's had with starting when you teach children early about acceptance and diversity. It's amazing how that can grow and carry over. And then they just come to think that that's, you know, that's just normal. That's just who they are. That's just how they play. But Julia's character is really important because it teaches children that just because someone has different interests or might not play with you the same way or may not be able to vocalize how they're feeling, that if you just change what you do or how you say in the slightest way, then that person can be a part of your play and a part of your fun. You know, and children are just amazing anyway. They just give it to you how it is. They're usually not judgmental. They don't have a hidden agenda. They just want to play. And through Sesame Street's education of teaching children about autism, because autism, you know, that's a tough concept for adults to grasp. So if you break it down to kids that, okay, this is what autism looks like. She looks just like you. She just needs to play this way. That makes it more relatable to children. That makes it easier for them to grasp the concept. And more importantly, it lets them know that Julia is just like them.
It seems like this is really kind of a two-way street where you've got children learning about Julia, learning about autism, but at the same time you have those children who know already about autism, they're living with autism, and they see a character who looks and behaves the way they do.
Absolutely, because you know, anywhere you go in life, you always want to feel like you're not alone. So for kids who are living with autism, my son is living with autism, he was ecstatic to meet Julia and see that Julia flaps her hands when she's excited, because he flaps his hands when he's excited. So it's amazing for them to feel accepted and not judged.
What would you say to adults who maybe recognize that someone is living with autism or has a friend whose child is growing up with autism? How do they become better aware? How do they accept this difference a little bit better?
Just ask questions, because every individual that's living with autism is so different. You know, there's a quote, if you've met one person living with autism, you've met one person living with autism. And that is because they are so different. The spectrum is very broad. The only thing that I could suggest would be just to ask that family, okay, so we'll just use my son, Mason. If someone wants to know more about Mason, then we encourage them to come ask us. Mason's class at school has been so wonderful about accepting him and embracing him. But you know what? The kids, they have questions. You know, when they see Mason flap his hands, they're like, why is he doing that? You know, that's a legitimate question. Don't be afraid to ask those questions, because we can tell you. It's much more meaningful for us for you to ask us why our children might be doing certain things than it is for you to just make preconceived judgments or to think, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't do this again. You know, Mason, he flaps his hands because he's excited. So I don't want you to stop doing what it is you're doing. I just want you to understand him. We all speak the same language. It's just that sometimes it's just looks a little different.
Sure. Do you think that introducing a character like Julia to this young age, you're talking about pre-K into elementary school, that is really that key group for Sesame Street, does that change how autism is viewed in the coming years by adults and later in life because she's so mainstream now?
I think so. And, you know, the perfect age group to start is the pre-K group, because this is when children are going to start going into schools. They're going to start being more aware of their communities. They start becoming more active in every activities, from, you know, sports leagues to all of those. And the goal for families living with autism is to be included. And with Sesame Street, they do such a great job of teaching inclusiveness and how to make sure that children know that it's okay to be different. Let's embrace our differences, let's accept it, and celebrate them.
Sure. You can catch Sesame Street and Julia and all of her new friends on WSIU-TV weekday mornings on channels 8 and 16. Stephanie Brown is president of the Autism Society of Southern Illinois. You can get more information by emailing autismsocietysi@gmail.com or find them on Facebook. Stephanie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.